about 300 years ago, someone built a wooden inn leaning right over the river. And it still leans over the river. Inside, the Peep Society meets, and that distinguished writer, A.P. Herbert, occasionally drifts down from Chiswick, and artists come from Chelsea. And it's all to watch the pageant of London's river. Sometime when the moon and tide are up, and you have and you're anywhere near Commercial Road, you go along till you get to Harding Street, and then turn right and go south. You may have to wait at the swing bridge for barges to pass into London docks, but eventually you'll get to the old inn that's now called the Prospect of Whitby. And you'll find Jimmy Bean there, looking, if both of them will forgive me for saying so, an exact replica of Teddy Brown on a reduced scale. And he'll show you the old rooms overhanging the river and the barges up for repair alongside. I don't know whether we shall be able to get close enough. It's a bit difficult. But if we do, we may get a chair back from the Prospect of Whitby, for the honour of Wapping. Well, now we go. I'm so late that I must really hurry up. We go across the Shadwell entrance to London Docks, under the Shadwell Memorial Park. And that was given in memory of Edward VII. And it was originally the site of a particularly pestiferous old fish market. I've seen once of all sorts of violence and of the most incredible slums. There are plaques now, not far from the dome of Rotherhithe Tunnel, which is in the park, says that the park belongs to the people of East London forever. And there's a very nice suggestion of permanence in that, I think. It's a very green and pleasant garden from which to watch the river. And Wapping children paddle and even play tennis there in summer. And of course, soccer in winter. Well, now we go on towards the big bend round the Isle of Dart. And in daylight, you imagine yourself boxing the compass when you get here. Famous landmarks, like Tower Bridge, appear at one moment to port and then to starboard as one twists and turns. It's all very confusing. Now, off Limehouse, you know that old Limehouse church lies back there in the darkness of Stepney. Oh, and the causeway, through what used to be a marsh up to a short time ago, leads up to Pennyfield and the famous Charlie Brown's near the West India Dock Gate. And all that's in Mr. Lansbury's kingdom of Poplar. I can't believe that Limehouse ever lived up to Thomas Burke's imagining, but before the wholesale deportations of Chinese, which I think was in 1921, there was a definite oriental flavour and atmosphere about it. Now, only occasional padding of Chinese slippers and almond-eyed half-caste children playing in the alleyway, and a few word signs over shops. That's all there is left of the Orient. Those alleys leading down under railway arches to the wharves are rather macabre at night. It's in those alleys that one used to be able to sniff the fumes of cooking opium. Of course, there's nothing like that nowadays. Now, there are barges. I think they're nosing into the Grand Union Canal. They're bound probably for the Midlands somewhere. You know, they'll go up past Hoxton and the zoo tonight. Imagine the quiet zoo. That'll probably be in the early hours tomorrow. And then they'll be in Paddington and go on tomorrow up to the Midlands.